There she is. Hey, Yaya.
Hey, hey,
this is Yaya Sangria. I'm so happy that we finally got it together. And I talked about it on the show that this time I'm not going to basically, like, you know, show only the good. I kind of showed that, you know, we had a little technical difficulties. I explained that that's what happens. This is a real podcast show with real life women that's going to give it to you in the raw. Yes. Yes. You know, we're going to give it to you in a raw. I'm happy to bring Yaya on. Yaya, kind of introduce yourself again, you know, for the people that don't know who you are.
Yes. Yes. Good morning. My name is Yaya Holtzclaw. I am a business owner, entrepreneur, MBA, career woman, mother, grandmother, wife, sister, friend. Cousin, auntie, all of those wonderful things, all those attributes, I take them all seriously. And I'm just happy to be with Miss Lamore, Miss Lashay Lamore, once again. We are very good friends. We've known each other our whole life.
Yes.
Whole life, lifelong friends. So what are we talking about today, Miss Lamore?
We are talking about that subject that we was discussing earlier, ladies and gentlemen. We had a topic, and I wanted her to talk about it because she has an associate, and we were just talking about, you know, women in general. We're not going to just single her out. I'm sorry. We were talking about women in general, how they just think they're between their legs is just the prize of all prizes. Now, we're not saying, ladies, we just want to be clear, because, you know, you're going to have people who come on the podcast say, well, wait a minute, my stuff, my mama told me my stuff was all that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But at some point, It's a thing that called, I mean, you know, how can I say it? It's something that's called growth. And growth is what brings maturity. Maturity is what develops you into the woman that you need to be or you're going to be. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Miss Lamore, you being solid right now.
I really wish you could. Let's just say this. I'm just starting it off. I'm going to kick it off. I really wish you could take your thing off and use it as a credit card and go and buy groceries. Yes.
But Miss Lamore, what we talking about? What we talking about today is good pussy. Just saying.
Good pussy. Yes.
You didn't dance all around. You just said everything. We talking about good pussy. And really what we talking about, Miss Lamore, is women think that, you know, they didn't listen to Cardi B and that WAP and think that's all they need is that wet ass pussy. That's all they need. Now don't get sent off, because Cardi B got her millions. Don't get sent off.
Right.
Her millions. But I think the next time we talk about this, we need to bring the brothers on the line so we can hear their perspective on good pussy. Because
right.
You know, we were talking earlier, and I was telling her about a very good close associate of mine who was like, shit, I got good pussy, da 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 da. You know how sisters talk. And I said, so what? Shit, if you got pussy, it's good, right?
Right.
Right? Now, right. If it ain't good, it can be good.
Right.
Kegels.
Right.
You can lay off the fat, the bad food, so you know you can make sure it's clean. You can get a gynae checkup. You can make it good.
Right.
The problem is what else can you bring to the table? What else you got? So what you
right.
got? You know what? A teenager got some good pussy.
Right.
What that got to do with it?
Exactly.
And I think that sisters get it twisted in their head that's all a man want from you is some good pussy.
Right.
But if
that's not true,
you're still single.
And exactly.
You can get pussy to a million niggas or whoever, brothers. Me.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of times we get caught up on the Aviance of that, all we see all these stars and they saying this and saying that. Trust and believe me, those women are millionaires, or those women got careers. So
and
they
bring
way more to the table than some good pussy.
And they get cheated on and they get left too.
Yeah, they get cheated on. They get, you know, they go through the same things as other women. Yes. Yes. You know, we have to stop living on this fallacy.
A false reality. That's right.
Exactly. It's like we want to pretend, you know, that something is and it's not, you know, and the reality is you can't live somebody else's life. What they put on social media is just that. And sometimes that's not even real.
Most of the time it's not real, because the thing about reality TV, social media, talk shows and all this, you can be whatever you want to be in front of the camera. When that camera get turned on, and I don't care if it's your camera phone or if it's a TV camera, the minute that camera get turned on, you can transform into whatever it is that you think you want to be or that you think you should be. But when that camera is off and you in the house by yourself, do you think somebody gonna knock on your door talking about, hey, Miss Lamar, I heard you got some good pussy. Exactly. Get married.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? Even if, you know, you got good pussy, you could be a dodo brain. You know, so good pussy does not always secure your man in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? These days, these men want it all like the woman. You know, back in the day, how the women, she wanted a good man. She wanted him to work. She wanted him to have good loving. She wanted to be nice in the bed. Hey, the men are the same way. Yes.
The men, first of all, the roles have been flipped right now.
Exactly. 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 What is your take on that?
What? That the roles flipped?
Yes.
My take on it is it's twofold. It's their fault and it's our fault.
Exactly. Explain it's what their you mean
fault.
By that.
It's their fault because men, you know, now let's start with how it's our fault. It's our fault because we fell into this women's rights movement thing where we want equal everything.
Exactly.
Now, don't get me wrong. Are you equal work? You should get equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
Equal
mm-hmm.
work, you should get equal pay. But
exactly.
That means everything equal. That means if I got to go out and work, then you got to help with the house and the kids.
And exactly.
And the cleaning. Equal means equal.
Exactly.
But the brothers took that as, well, if she can do everything that I do.
Exactly. Are you there? Are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I don't know what happened. You know, the Wi-Fi, you know how that goes. But so once a man say, okay, I want half of the bills. I want half of this because you're making this money, and you now you equal to me. So now that we equal, I want what you want, right?
Exactly.
So the woman now it's like, well, if you're the leader, then I shouldn't have to do this and I shouldn't have to do that. And the man thinking, well, if you're the leader, I shouldn't have to do this and I shouldn't have to do that. And I hear a lot of people say, well, if we both given 50-50, then we good. But no, that's bullshit. We should both be given 100-100.
Exactly.
If I'm doing 100 and you doing 100, then we winning.
Exactly.
Now, What happens is we got a lot of brothers now because sisters or women, no matter what your nationality, I'm just a black woman, so I refer to sisters as sisters, you know, mm-hmm. and brothers as brothers because that's just who I am. That don't mean I'm not talking about my white, Latina, and Asian and Native sisters. When I say sisters, it's all incompetent, you know. So
exactly.
So, sisters now, exactly. We out here now, we making good money.
Exactly.
Right? We taking care of ourselves. We looking young. We vital. We vibrant. We all of this. And the brothers are laying back like, and they benefiting from it. They've been benefiting from us doing all of this, but they step down and they not no, they're no longer in a leadership role. Now, I know some sisters are okay with that, and we talk about heterosexual relationships, but the one thing I know about non-heterosexual, anybody in the LGBTQ, they have specific roles. They have feminine and masculine roles. Then why is it that we heteros don't have feminine and masculine roles? We so worried about it.
Exactly.
What my brothers say that we want it as much as they do, or we want the same thing they do. And that's a damn lie, sisters. Don't let them brothers fool you with that. Ain't no war ever been won and fought over no penis. It's always been about the woman. We
absolutely
are the prize. Now I'm not just saying it's just good pussy, but according to the Bible, which the Bible and the Quran and many other religions, according to the woman's value was never between her legs.
Man,
the
never
primitive woman
her
they
legs.
Never said
yes.
In the primitive woman, they did not mention in Proverbs nothing between her legs. They mentioned that she would go to the market and she would make money and she would bring it back to the house and she would fix meals and she was a wife. She was a wife. So the
Proverbs,
she put that work in.
Absolutely.
So if you read Proverbs 31, you will see that she put that work in. And I don't want to go into detail because I don't know it by scripture.
That's okay. You
don't
want to
mess it up. But what I know, the basis of it, and this is in every major religion in the world, the woman, and I know people will say, well, you know, that's a patriarchy, you know, I can't say the word. I get twisted up because I'm excited. But it's a male-dominated religion. It's male-dominated. And it is, but any
Absolutely.
Man that is a faith-given man does not look at his woman as a slave.
Absolutely.
So that's not her purpose. Her purpose, one, our purpose on this earth was to serve one another and to procreate, to be fruitful
Absolutely.
And multiply. And we can't
Absolutely.
Do that. We can't do that alone. We need
Absolutely.
A We need a partner. We need someone has to lead and someone has to follow. So it just, and when I say lead, what I expect out of a man, it began with three P's: provision, protection, and penis. That's what
Absolutely.
I expect from my man.
Wow. Say it again, McKay.
Provision, protection, and penis. That's all I ask for.
Wow. That's deep there.
That's real.
Deep.
So I got good pussy too. But I also bring a lot to the table. I could throw down in the kitchen.
There you go.
I could
cook. Bring
well.
A lot to the table.
I'm educated. So you can there. Now I'm not saying that my girlfriend who says she got good pussy can't do all those things, and she does have all of those things, but she didn't mention none of those things not one time.
Absolutely, because it's more to that. Absolutely.
She got a master's degree, she educated, she got a good job, she owned her own home, she got a beautiful car, she can make a decent meal, she can make a mean sandwich, you know? She's not bad. But what she said she said, shit, I got good pussy. Every man I ever been with said I got good pussy.
Man, that's been a game.
So my question is, where they at?
Every man say it when they getting it. Hey, they like, baby, this is the best I've ever had. I'm sure, because you probably ain't got no more in a while, because they realize your ass ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't because you can't get it. It ain't because it ain't
good. But listen more, even if it is the best they ever had, I ain't got no problem walking away from some good dick.
Man.
If you can be, if all you is good dick, I can get a vibrator
and I can get a
vibrator, right?
And I can get some good dick.
Because it's more to the relationship than
more to the
relationship. Good penis. It's more to, you know, after a while, that gets old. That gets old, yeah.
And you know what else?
I'm talking about walking around like you got a portable pussy pack. Good pussy
look,
pack.
Look, let me tell you, live a little. If you live long enough, the pussy and the dick ain't gonna be so good after a while, no way.
Right.
Because you gonna get old.
It's really amazing, but what really turns me on is when, number one, a person treats me right with respect, the love and understanding as me as a woman, as a lady, my ethnic, can I pronounce it? I'm getting tongue-tied, ladies and gentlemen.
That's okay.
I'll just say for where I come from, my culture.
Yeah, and, your ethnicity.
Yeah, I get tongue-tied with that word. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah,
but, you know, okay. it's just the principle of a man to respect you for who you are and where you come from, a person to understand your, you know, not only where you come from, but basically what you've been through. You know, that is big, ladies and gentlemen. That's big. You know,
that's
a person
big.
To get come in your life and to love you and to understand where you've been, you know, what you've been through, that's a hell of a person. Because that means that they really love you. And then that's when, to be honest with you.
But even if they don't love you, they're going to grow to love you. Love is action.
Exactly.
Love is an action.
Mostly in my case, when they have done that, I have been more sexually turned on by them than anything. I mean, that really is like, wow.
You know what, Miss Lamore, I'm going to tell you the truth. I need you to turn these pockets on. That's what I need you to turn on. I need you to turn these pockets on and let's develop some wealth. Let's develop a legacy for our children.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like turn
absolutely.
And you know, like it's just an old saying that, you know, it ain't an old saying, it's more of a hip hop song, you know, like I ain't you know, don't call me a gold digger, but I ain't messing with no broke, you know.
Right. And I do understand that.
And
but we was talking about how, you know, people think that they're worshiping their private parts or work.
Right.
Like talk about, but we're saying that everybody don't look at it like that the same. And I was just saying it's more to get my attention than a man now than just having some great penis. You know,
right. And that's
some
the point
sex.
I was making. Because
yes.
The point I'm making is, you might, let me tell you something. I find Idris Elba sexy as hell.
Exactly.
But you know what's sexy about him? One, what made me really love him is one time he was like, pretty much he wished sisters didn't wear so many weaves and makeup and stuff.
Oh, really?
He was like, he said that in one.
Really?
Yeah. And he had said that's the problem he had with American women. American women got so mad, which I can understand why they got mad, because sisters all over the globe wear weaves and makeup. But
absolutely.
He did say that his main issue with American women is that they wear a lot of weaves and makeup. And they're not okay with their natural selves, you know.
Absolutely.
I completely agree with that. Agree with that. And I do like pretty makeup. I do like pretty hair. I do like all of that stuff. But that you if you go through my Facebook page, you will see me. I don't wear sew-ins or clip-ins, but I do wear braids from time to time. But most of the time you see me, I got an afro, you know. Most of the time I don't have any makeup on unless we going to kick it and I'm trying to be extra sexy. Then I put
absolutely.
You know, and you know, sisters is doing our listen. I'm gonna circle back to the good pee part, right? Sisters putting on these weaves, right? And I ain't knocking weaves because weaves made me a good living for 30 years. Weaves, lashes, makeup, and all this. And you still ain't got a man.
Man.
You still ain't got a man.
Man.
You got good pussy. You got, I found out, this shocked me, that sisters is paying $900 for a wig. I found this out recently.
Wow.
Sisters will spend $900 on a wig. You know, talking about how the quality of the hair, how natural it look. I don't care how quality that hair is and how natural it look. We know it's still a wig. Y'all only fooling yourself. We know everybody ain't got baby hair. Everybody ain't got baby hair. So we know that that's a lace front. You pull the baby hair out to cover the hairline.
What'd you say, Yaya? You know, huh? I don't care if a man knows. Because, like you just said, I have more to bring than just hair or booty or breast. I feel like I should be able to be judged upon other things that's are very valuable in the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
You know, the vagina to me now is just a topper. You know, you should be able to be looked upon as an investment.
By the time the man found out you got good pussy, he done already figured out that everything else is way more valuable. Exactly. The good pussy should be a bonus.
Exactly. Good pussy should be a bonus.
Absolutely. He know you got good pussy, and then later he found out you educated. That's backwards.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Want you to be turned on when I walked in the door and I got my swag, and I ain't talking about the $900 wigs. I'm talking about I walk through the door, I'm coming in as a professional. I'm coming in looking like I got some sense. I'm coming
absolutely
with good conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm able to talk to you about what's going on with the Ukraine and Russia. I'm able to tell you, I'm able to break that down to you.
I'm able to tell you why it affects us.
I'm able to tell you why gas prices is $5 a gallon right now. I'm able to talk to you about the groceries is so high. I'm able to talk to you about how to buy property, which programs don't work. I'm able to talk to you about how to stack dollars, how to save, how to hustle, how to do
that.
You didn't have all this. If that don't turn you on, you ain't even going to get close to the pussy.
Man, and not only you not going to even get close to the pussy, even if I gave it to you, you're not going to have me fully. You'll have just like, you might as well get a blow up dial, because that's really truthfully what I'm going to be, you know, because I'm not really there. Fun. You know, you just fucking air, to be honest with you, because
the end result the same. Whether exactly. It's your hand,
it's like I'm not even there. I want a person that I connect.
That's right.
You don't have to connect on all levels, but some of the levels we gotta connect.
There has to be some type of connection.
Well, not only we gotta connect, but it gotta make sense.
It's not right.
The vagina and the penis is not everything. You have to be, and people think, you know, when we talk like this, they thinking we talking about just having a whole lot of money. No, we're not talking about what she just said. She said a lot of powerful things. She said, you know, you have to be in tune with her conversation. You gotta be in tune with her talent. She can cook. You know, she's gonna be into you, stroking your ego when you get off work, knowing what, you know, wanna know what type of day you had, you know, things like that. You know, a lot of women don't do that. And I'm not saying some don't, because I know it's some that do, but it's a lot of them that don't.
It's a lot of them that's
connected into the material. And I'm not knocking you ladies if that's what you do. You know, I used to be that woman back in the day. But right now, a lot of times, in order to not only to just get a man, to keep a man, unless his ass just damn toxic, shit, because the toxic me ain't shit. Your ass just be toxic right with his ass, and you gonna keep him. Yeah, we're not talking about the toxic ones. We're talking about the mature men that want a good woman. Yeah, you gotta sometimes bring more than just good pussy. I'm sorry. It's more than just good pussy, ladies.
Man, it's more than good pussy.
Think
about
this. You gotta bring something else to the table, baby. I'm so sorry.
Think about this. What if you got a beautiful mansion, right? You got a beautiful with fabulous furnishings, and it's very aesthetic to the eye. And here you got this one outlet that don't work. It's still
absolutely.
You didn't plug into that outlet that don't work. So do that take away from everything else in the mansion?
No, it doesn't.
My point in saying that is, what if I got all that other stuff and my pussy mediocre?
It's mediocre.
Now, let's take that same scenario and you got a shack.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what I see. I'm going to tell you straight up. This is my opinion. In my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter about all of that unless you get the right person with the mindset. The mindset is everything, because a lot of times immaturity plays a big role on the man and the woman. It plays a big role.
Yeah, I agree. It is a maturity
factor. Now, with a mature man, in my opinion, when he see that you got all that them qualities going on, you good as gold, and then you got good pussy to top it. Oh, girl, you a diamond.
Yeah, but he got to be a diamond too, though.
If you just bring his ass a headache with some good pussy, that you a diamond.
He got to be a diamond.
Absolutely. But he could also be a diamond in the making. That is okay, too.
It's okay for some women, but I'm be honest with you, it ain't okay for me. I'm too old. I'm too old for the making. You got to already be there. And I'm going to tell you why. If I was in my 20s, we could grow together. If I was in my 30s, we could grow together. By the time you hit the 40s, you should not be in the making anymore.
Absolutely. That is true.
You had a setback.
That is true.
If you stand there because you had a setback, that's that. I get that it. But I'm not about to be in the making with no grown-ass man. I'm not. Because I don't have time for that.
Absolutely.
I'm past that right now. I didn't hug my pom-poms up. You can do it. I ain't time for that.
Absolutely.
Take away from what I'm trying to do.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, a lot of people, and she's absolutely right, because some women, they will still continue to believe in a man and he is not on nothing with her. Yeah, she'll give him all her time and she's older and he really don't want anything.
And you know, I had a discussion, and I think this is another topic we need to talk at a later date. But at what point do I stop waiting on you to live up to your potential?
Man, say it again.
This is where I had a whole conversation with my best friend. You know my best friend, Mr. Sangria. You know, my business.
Right.
We were talking about, he was like, well, what about the man? What if he got potential? I don't give two F-U-C-Ks about potential.
Wow.
I don't care about your potential, because you may never live up to your potential. I want to fall in love with who you are today, because you may never grow from that.
That makes sense.
Pissed off and mad because you never lived up to the potential that I had in my head that you were.
Absolutely.
And you had no intentions on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something else, too. And she's 100% right on that. I have been more leaning, and I'm getting out of that, because I tend to sometimes want to believe that maybe, you know, they're going to get it right or this and that. And like she said, when you're older, you don't have time for that.
You really just don't have time for that.
So, I mean, not to take away from the good pussy, because that is the topic.
Good pussy is okay to have.
It is really okay to have, ladies. Don't think that I'm saying that I wouldn't want to have that, you know, if I did have that. You'll never know, because I don't mess with women, but I'm just saying, you know.
Right.
I'm just putting it out there because I don't want you thinking I'm talking to you ladies, and I have nothing against what you like or what your preference is. I'm just telling you what I like. But what I'm saying is, it's nothing wrong with having good pussy. The point I'm saying is, you can't just let that be your guide. You cannot let that be your guide. You gotta have something more, like Yaya said. You gotta bring more to the table. You got to bring more to the table, ladies. And also, it's okay to expect more. Stop lowering your standards. If you're going to say, okay, I'm going to get out of just saying I got the good pussy, well, guess what? Also, expect more, and just expecting good dick. Yes.
That's the point I was trying to make about potential. Because the point I was making about us falling for men and their potential, really, it's because they got some good penis. We don't give a shit about their potential. Right. They didn't laid it down on us. And, you know,
we get the selling.
You know,
we get the selling. We gotta be honest with ourselves, ladies and gentlemen. And it goes for the men too. We're not gonna sneak you guys out. You guys do it too.
I know sisters that's in relationships with men that's putting it down, and they miserable.
They're miserable
till the lights go out. During the daytime, when they living in the real world, he not doing nothing. They arguing.
Absolutely.
Then at night, when the lights go out, because he know that's all he got. I got the offer. He gonna put it on her.
It's more than just some good penis, baby. But when then you get older, because you want something that's right. And you gotta, with me, you gotta have loyalty, sacrifice, commitment, understanding, just all of that. You know
but
what
can
I'm saying?
I want to talk about the same sister that was talking about the good pee, right? It's something else he had said to me before that I was just like, you crazy. And this is a couple of conversations we had, you know, over the months or years, right?
Right, right.
So one thing she said, and I believe that a lot of sisters think like this, right? So she's doing social media dating, you know, trying to meet, you know, a guy, trying to put herself out there because she was in a relationship and unfortunately her longtime boyfriend died due to COVID, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
She put herself out there and she pretty much saying that, you know, she stopped the internet dating because all the brothers are saying, good morning, beautiful, good morning, beautiful, good morning, beautiful. But, you know, 2-3 weeks later, ain't nothing happened. And I'm sitting there like, what was supposed to happen in 2-3 weeks? Now, she's not talking about having sex. She's talking about, like, going on dates, meeting up, this, that, and the other. But now, this is what I had to explain to her. The type of brothers that you want don't have time for that.
Say it again.
The type of brothers that you want don't have time.
The type
of brothers you want, the type of brothers that you want, more than likely have a job, right?
They have a job, girl.
That's number one. Number two, if they have an hourly paying job, most of them are picking up second shifts.
Absolutely.
Right? Now, you want a brother that got time for you. They got time to date and wine and dine. And he out here making money.
Absolutely.
Now, the thing I know about brothers that got good jobs or work double shifts or work hard, when they finally do get time to take you out, they take you out.
Absolutely. They take you out, baby. When they take you out, they're going to take you out.
And I'm not saying you're going to start out going to Ruth's Chris or whatever the trendy restaurant is now. I have my choices, but y'all probably never heard of most of them. But when they start taking you out, they're not going to start out taking you out to them $200-$300 meals.
Absolutely.
They may take you out on the first date to something way less. They may take you to the hibachi. They may take you to one of these more affordable restaurants because they need to see what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
They need to see what you own. They need to see, are you okay with going to TGI Fridays and having a cocktail and an appetizer and just kicking it for a minute? They need to see if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
You
thinking
that your first day supposed to be at the top of the John Hancock or on the 99th floor of the Willis Tower? Were you thinking that this?
Because you got good pussy. Absolutely.
But he don't even know you got good pussy yet. Let's start there. He just trying to figure out if you got good mind, if you got good ears.
Girl,
if you
say
got good heart, they need to find that out first. Now, once he figured that out, because you can think about it, if he take you out on a date, he might be giving up the opportunity to make double time or time and a half to take you out. You understand what I'm saying? So when I'm talking to her about this, I said that the type of man you want, I said, I feel like you don't really want a good man. You want a good handyman.
Absolutely.
You
absolutely.
You don't want a husband. You want a handyman. You want somebody to kill the bug. You want somebody to, you know I'm not lying. You want somebody to carry your groceries. You want a security guard to make you feel safe because you at home by yourself. But you don't want that man that's actually working. Because before my husband went on medical retirement, he wasn't never at home.
And I'm glad you said that. That's why the we, a lot of us, and it's mostly women, but men have done it as well, ladies and gentlemen. Most of us in relationships, when we're dating, we put a value, like this price tag on our vajayjay and our penis, like, you know, like it's the, you know how the magic stick, you know, the magic stick, you know, and I got the bomb, you know, punani, you know, and it's like, really? Like, that's all you talking about? And truth be told, the real MPVs, or what is it, an MPV or MPVs? Or
MVP, most
MVPs,
valuable
yeah, MVPs are the ones that don't talk about what they can do or bring.
Baby, don't talk
the
about
bedroom.
It.
They're the real ones right there.
That's the real one.
See, a real one, that's gonna, they're going to bring it down and lay you down. I'm going to say it again. The real ones that's going to bring it down and lay you down, guess what? They're not wolfing. They're not selling wolf tickets.
They're not.
They don't have to put announcements.
But I got another single friend, my male friend. I call him Mr. Sangria. You know who he is.
Right.
My male friend, he had a lady, and he was really digging her. You right. know? He was digging her. He took her out to dinner, you know, good dinners, nice dinners. Took her on trips. Did all that. Now, she did the same thing. I'm not saying she didn't. She was, you know, she was bringing it. She couldn't bring it like him because she didn't have the exposure he had.
Okay.
But, in my opinion, it wasn't enough because he was asking for her to step out of her comfort zone. You know.
Oh.
And, yes. He was asking her to step out of her comfort zone, you know, and make certain lifestyle changes. I don't want to put the business out there, but it was certain lifestyle changes that he was asking her to make because he felt that, you know, he was a little bit older than her. He was like, you know, eventually these things are going to age you. Eventually these things are going to make you sick. Eventually these things are going to become a problem. But because he had such a high expectation of her as a woman, the relationship ended up not working out.
See, and this is the man, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man.
This
we
is
always
the man.
Talk about, we don't always talk about the women because we don't want to seem like we always coming off just using examples of the women. We're talking about the men this time.
Now, he had a woman, and he said she had good PUS. That's why. She had
wow.
good pussy. It wasn't even that. She had good pussy. But in the beginning of the relationship, she made it appear. She found out what he liked, and she catered to those as long as she could. She phony kicked it as long as she could. But when
Absolutely.
The expectation became real, when that expectation became real, she could no longer fake it. She could no longer fake it. So
Absolutely.
It don't matter how good your pussy is.
It
Can
doesn't matter how good your pussy is.
Are you Absolutely. Willing to grow? Now, we were talking about potential and willingness to grow. And I next to this, me and I had this conversation, and he said to me, you know, but she got potential. And I said, babe, because that's what I call most of my friends and then my loved ones. I'm like, babe, potential ain't shit.
Say it again.
Potential ain't shit.
Now, I agree with her. Let me just say this. Let me interject, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I agree with her. I do agree with her. Potential can look like gold and then it don't be nothing. But I have exceptions to the rule with sometimes some people, as long as you don't fake it to make it. You understand what I'm saying?
But that's
as
what
long
they
as your ass ain't trying to fake it to make it. You know, because I can tell when your ass, I got a third eye on your ass, and I can pretty much tell if you just faking it to make it.
So look, this
versus
is
the
thing.
Ones that are really dedicated to try. You had a setback, a
I
mouse
respect
setback or something.
That.
You trying to get it on track. Yeah.
I respect that, but I don't give two fucks about your faking it to making it or your
potential. Oh, I don't like the faking
and,
to making it.
And you know what? I don't.
I can't deal with the faking
I don't like
to make it. I can't deal with that.
And I don't like the potential that you make. And I'm not saying that. And I think potential is good when you're young.
It is good, but you know what?
I'm
not saying I have a soft heart, but I do. I
you
am
do
really,
have a soft
and
heart.
And I know sometimes. And I know sometimes. Wait a minute, y'all. I know sometimes. I'm not saying all, because I have been played and fooled a couple of times. Now,
right.
Y'all some slicksters out here in the relationship game. I know this, but In some instance, if I see a gentleman, a man that I see he has a lot of potential and I see he's implementing it, I will sit back, I will give him an hourglass, and I will time him. He might not know he's on a time clock, but I will time him and see if he's really talking some good stuff and he's really going to back it up, you know? Because some people do have setbacks, you know what I mean?
No, I'm okay with a setback, but the one thing about a setback is there's proof of a setback.
Yeah, is it proof of a setback?
Proof of a setback. Well, if you have a setback, I will rock with you.
If you got that determination and that potential, I will rock.
Let me tell you, a setback though, you don't end up on the street in the homeless shelter.
Because like you just said, sometimes people use the setback as an excuse and they fake it to make it. This is my thing. And they know damn well they're not looking for no job. Look, they're not looking for nothing. Or they don't want nothing. And they just want to waste your damn time.
Let me tell you something. Do you know the difference between a man that had a setback and a man that's potential? I'm gonna give you my perception. I meet a brother. Now, I've been married for a while, so I'm just imagining being single, right? I'm single. I meet a brother. He said, I just had a setback, a little minor setback, I'm going through a little bit, I'm trying to get it back, right? Okay. Well, what's the setback, right? Hey, when was the last time you worked? Oh, man, I do a little this, little that. Fool, get out of my face, right? That's number one.
Right.
Now, a brother that had a setback got something to show for it. He got a home. He got an apartment.
Absolutely.
He got something. He not homeless, moving from one woman to the next.
Absolutely.
Now, see, so a lot of women dating homeless men and don't even realize it, right? Now, if the man don't have something with his name on it, it ain't a setback. He a bum.
He's a bum, yes.
If the man only moved from one baby mama to the next baby mama, from one girlfriend to the next girlfriend, from one ex-wife to the next ex-wife, but nothing is in his name.
And moving one life from the next.
Moving one life. See, these are the brothers I'm talking about. When you meet a brother that had a setback, he got something to show for all the years of work that he put in.
Absolutely.
If he don't have nothing to show for it, it ain't a setback. He a bum.
Absolutely. He's showing you something.
He got something to show for it. Because you ain't given 20 or 30 years of your life and suffered from a setback, and you ain't accumulated something.
And you haven't accumulated anything. That's right. That's right. And I hate to say it. This is one of my pet peeves, like a deal breaker. I hate a person to constantly make excuses. I hate a person to make excuses.
Period.
And then look at you and then pretend that you knew this or knew that they were like this or you supposed to accept this.
And no, now you're trying to change
you. I don't make excuses. I used to. I ain't gonna lie. I used to, because we all been there, I don't want to seem like I'm perfect. I don't want you saying, I'm perfect. But no, I used to make excuses when I was very young. But I grew up and understood that life is not about excuses. You're just going to either do it or you're going to leave it alone. That's all.
Apparently, back to the subject at hand, apparently I got good pussy because I got snatched off the market at a young age and shit. But when I say that is I always make jokes because I've never been in a situation where I was on a dating scene. But the one thing I know is if I want to be a millionaire, I'm not going to talk to people that's on public aid. If I want to be a millionaire.
Well, I say this. I ain't going to say I won't talk to him. I have to hear your mindset environment.
I'm not saying I'm not talking to them on a personal level. I'm talking about if I want to be a millionaire, I'm not taking financial advice from somebody.
No doubt.
Want to be married, you need to find out what married women do.
Say it again.
If you want to be married, stop listening to your single friends.
Stop talking to your single friends.
Stop taking advice from your single friends who making way more fucked up mistakes than you are.
And a lot of time, most married women, they crack jokes about good, poo nanny. but they're not that's not all they bring. They bring way more about than it good guess what?
Most of the time, I'm too tired because we've been working and we hustling and we got kids and we got family. We so excited when we finally do get it. It's gonna be good.
Because it's gonna be good, especially when you're in tune with your partner. Yep.
It's gonna be good. And then it's like I hear some married sisters that I kick it with and say, hunt them and their husbands still doing it 3-4 times a week. And I be looking at them like, yeah, but y'all struggling financially.
Oh. Yeah, I am just in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, I could not be focused on intimacy to that degree if our finances and our life
I can't do
shambles,
it.
That's in shambles. I really have to focus on getting us out of a situation or getting us to the next level. And it doesn't have to be my level, don't have to be your level. I'm saying the level of where I'm happy and content in Nishayla Moore's life. You know, we got to get out of trying to judge people because they have standards. Yaya has standards. Nishayla Moore has standards. What my standard be for my house and my man and me, guess what? It might not be for you. We have to accept and understand that just because, like she just said, you know, somebody she knows is married, they're having sex, they're getting down, they're getting with it 3 times a week. Yeah, that's good because they love each other. They into each other. But they're broke. Oh,
they
no.
struggle. They always struggle.
Struggling, you know? And I can't even fathom to think about that at this age because I will feel some type of way when you touch me. I'd be like, look, nigga, did you look for a job? I'm sorry.
I'm so busy wearing a word
because this is Black History Month and I'm not using it. You know, I'm using it as a pet name. You know, because Black people, we do.
Yeah, it is a terrible word.
We use it as a pet word. We don't use it as a slave. It's just a bad word. I'm an African American woman.
Yeah.
All who listen to Nishayla Moore. And Yaya is an African American woman. So when I say that, it's all in love with respect.
It is. We should.
I got to do the disclaimer because I know I got some white listeners. And respect and shout out go to you guys. I appreciate you. I show the love to you guys as well. I love that you follow me, but I just had to do the disclaimer because I used it how I talk sometimes with the slang.
Right.
Okay, so we all for that.
We all for that. Yeah, but yeah, you know, and I just want to say, I'm not knocking nobody's financial situation. Some people don't care about money. I'm not one of those people.
Absolutely.
But some people don't care about money. Some people don't care about nothing.
I'm not one of them.
Now, if you put your value in dick and pussy, keep doing what you're doing.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, if that's what your values is, keep doing what you're doing.
And I'm not going to knock you. So, Nishayla Moore have nothing against you. It's just that, you know, one issue I have, and I don't know if y'all have it. I don't like when people brag about their partner and it's and they twisting and turning in the bed and hanging from the chandeliers and all this and that. And then they turn around and say, can I borrow $100?
Can I borrow $100?
No. No.
But you just told me you got your back blown out.
That means you got your time and your priorities
in
the wrong place. That's what that means. If you got time, ladies and gentlemen, to hang on the chandelier all through the week and he making it clap or you making it clap. And
you could have been out doing it.
You got time and now it's so easy. Now you could do it online, a smartphone.
Look,
I am not making no excuses for nobody who can't make their life change better.
You could have been out driving a Uber. You could have been out DoorDash.
Man, you could do DoorDash. You could do Uber. You could do Lyft.
You could
I don't care what you do.
Doing shit. It's so much you could have been doing if you.
But you got to get your priorities in order. The ding-a-ling and the banana, that has to go down the scale a little bit. I mean, you know, down the line a little bit as a priority. You know, yes, and that's just straight up. You know, that's straight up.
Let's get our priorities in order.
We've been there, done that, and I'm not knocking those because you know I know everybody got to learn. Sometimes life experiences is the best teacher. Yes, life experience is the best teacher. But don't be teaching life that you just want to be in the same predicament forever and ever and ever. Come on now. Come on now. You got to come on and smell the coffee, you know. So what I'm saying is, you know, like she's saying, you know, sex in so many words are back to the good pussy. That's not everything, ladies and gentlemen. It's not good pussy. It's not everything. Yeah, it gives you a feeling. It looks good. Yeah. It smells good. You know, some men like to eat it. We just going to be 100. This is an adult conversation. Real life. Real
adult conversation. The type of men I like.
But guess what? Guess what? At the end of the day, you can't cash that good pussy in for a check. You can't cash that good pussy in and pay that rent, that condo.
That light bulb. Thank you. Let me tell you.
Tell me where they cash in good pussy. I'll be taking man like the coin machine shit. I'll be taking my pussy there like the coin machine and be like, you know, excuse me for using harsh language, but hey, it is what it is.
It is what it is. Let me tell you, if you're not monopolizing on that good pussy, keep it to yourself. Don't nobody.
Man, I'll be taking it in like a coin machine and getting them coins.
Baby, you'll be at the
TikTok. In like that. You be at the what? Inbox me some more. Let me know for real, cause I want to know where you cashing the good pussy at.
Amen.
I want to know where you cashing that good pussy in, cause I can use some coins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we can use some coins.
I can use them. I got bills to pay.
Man, we got bills to pay. Say it again. We got bills to pay. You know, real women shit, you know? And we not knocking you for being in that predicament. But if you are, you have to wear those big mama drawers or them big girl drawers. And guess what? When you have a dilemma financially, you have to accept your responsibility to accept what you have been investing in. And if you've been investing in good dingling and good penis and good for JJ and good pussy, guess what? You have to know, you know what? I have been invested in this and I wasn't taking time out to analyze my situation and circumstances to realize I need to be doing something different.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't never even entertained a man that was not willing to spend some money. I've never done that.
We gotta wrap it up. I love Yaya when she come on, because when me and her get on, we already at 52 minutes. That is amazing how we talk. She is just fabulous. We're gonna give her a cheer right now. Cheer, send me some cheers for Yaya, please. Yes, Yaya got it going on. You hear me?
Amen.
Yaya, we're gonna do great things together.
We're gonna do great things.
Great minds, great things. I love Yaya. I just want to wind it down though, because we are by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm doing it again. I'm doing two podcasts at one. I'm doing again, shout out to Podbean. Yes, Podbean. And I'm doing Anchor. And with both of the podcast platforms, they both have like a tree of podcasts up under them. So I'm doing two microphones again today, but one says 55 minutes and the other one says 52. I know it's only an hour that I can do on each one. So I just want to wind it down. I want Yaya to give the closing remarks, but we were talking about good pussy. We got off a little bit, but we got right back on good pussy.
Yeah.
So we got right, but I want her to give her closing remarks. I'm going to give my closing remark. And this is not the last you're going to see of Yaya. You know, she's going to always come back.
That's
you know,
right. That's
and
right.
She can give her contact of how you can reach her if you want to buy. She has some interesting products.
Yeah.
Baskets, sangria. I'll let her tell you. I'm going to let you start with the closing remarks, Yaya.
In closing, yes, I am. I'm Yaya Hostclaw. I can be followed on Instagram at Yala, Instagram and Facebook. Yaya Hostclaw, that's HOLTZ as in zebra, CLAW. And Yaya Sangria, both platforms, Facebook and also, Mikael Holtzclaw Gray on Twitter. That's M-I-K-E-A-L Holtzclaw, HOLTZCLAW-Gray on Twitter. But in closing, my dad, I was fortunate to have two fathers, right? My stepfather passed a couple years ago, and then my biological father passed about 20 years ago. My biological father told me this, and this is something that I stick with. He said, if a man don't spend money on you, he don't care about you.
Say it again.
He said, if he don't show you financially, and that don't mean always buying you luxury items and stuff like that, but he is going to invest in you because he care about you. If he's to financially invest in you, he don't care.
Absolutely.
So that is what my father told me. Maybe we
yes, it's it. And the other thing is his time too.
Yeah,
time,
but sometimes they don't have that much time because they're making money so that they can provide.
When he's a working man, let me make the exception so you guys can understand. When he's working his butt off and he loves his woman, of course he doesn't have a lot.
His time is limited.
He's definitely going to give you his money, but definitely if he has the time and he just works one, you know, some men, you know, they're working one job and they are able to take care of their lady or whatever. You know, the corporate men, you know, they're making a nice amount of money and stuff. If he's doing his time and his money, guess what? Yes, you are the one. Yeah, he's into you. You know, I'm not saying it. Now, I ain't saying it's no guarantee how long for some of you, because you guys can turn his ass away and let the other woman slide up in there. But I'm just saying, for the moment and the most part, right now, you are the one. You know what I'm saying? And it's phenomenal what she talks about. Yaya gets on here and she takes the time out to get on here. I really appreciate her. I thank her. We're going to be doing some amazing things together, me and Yaya. Yeah. And I'm grateful for her to come on here and give her, you know, her testimonies and her opinions and all the above. And everything is, I gave a disclaimer because we do know that this is a real life podcast and these are our opinions. And if you do not feel that it applies, you could let it fly. Because
if it doesn't apply,
your arm. Absolutely. We're not pushing your arm to do it. But the countdown is now on. I'm down to an hour.
Yes.
Almost an hour. So I'm going to go ahead and close. I'm going to do the countdown with my thing that I do now with the countdown. I love you guys. Like, share, and follow. Yaya, listen to the countdown. This is the new thing that I do.
Okay.
I love you guys. And we're going to be somewhere lately. I mean, we're going to be other places and stuff. We're going to let you guys know. I'm going to be at the Black Women's Expo. And my Cash App is $NECHELAMOUR 1100. I'm putting it out there because now I'm going to start doing some amazing things. And if you want to donate to the cause, it's okay. But here's the countdown. We love you. And we will see you again.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.